mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already the 24th day of January, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we'll be live here for the next 3 hours. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Should anti-Bush journalists be tried as spies? This was in the Washington Times. And it's the former chief advisor and staffer for Newt Gingrich that's out saying this. It's not just Michael Wiener or Ann Coulter or the usual subjects. And this time it's Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, who has broken hundreds of huge stories. And they're calling for his execution. In an article in the Washington Times, they are calling openly for his execution. And they're all over the media trying to warm the public up to this idea. You say something against this corrupt government, you expose its corrupt activities, we want to kill you. We don't just want to put you in prison, we want to kill you. Also, tasers are killing people. Speaking of killing, every week I see multiple articles where it's killing people. Nonviolent individuals in most cases. Young people, children, old people. Well, Taser International, they have an answer to this problem. Increase the power. This is out of Reuters. Taser to increase stun guns power. We'll cover that. And I want to go over Bush's speech a little bit more from last Thursday at his coronation, where he talked about standing up against evil people, where he talked about standing up against tyranny and going up against countries that engage in tyranny, which I find to be pretty ridiculous when our government is totally out of control and funding and working with the most tyrannical governments on the face of the globe, so we'll cover that as well. And we're only, 5 days away from the Iraqi so-called election? There is no election. The polling places are secret. No cars are allowed to drive around on election day. The candidates are secret, other than the government appointees of a year and a half ago. They're all running for re-election unopposed. And I wondered months ago, aloud on air with you, the listeners, how are they going to have an election and call it an election when all these candidates are running unopposed? How are they going to act like there was an election? Well, the answer was, a few weeks ago, Christian Science Monitor, the feds came out and said, well, we're not going to let you know who the candidates are, those that are running against the current office holders that were appointed. And now the polling places are secret as well. I mean, I don't have words to describe how ridiculous this is. We're going to be watching the news and hearing about candidates, and then on the day of the election, they said the day after the election, or sometime after, they'll then show us who secretly ran and who really won. And we'll be told that's a real election. Boy, I guess we'll start having elections like that here. We almost do already. But that's your election. I want to take your calls on this subject and other pieces of news. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll spend about 60 seconds with each caller with your question or comment. If you disagree with me on some issue or you agree, saw a piece of news you want to mention, 1-800-259-9231. And there is just so many other important news articles we'll be covering. Harvard Medical School CIO gets chipped. That's some more of the news that's coming up, so stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cup behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 24th day of January, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Harvard Medical School CIO gets chipped. This is out of the South Florida Business Journal. The Chief of Information Officer at Harvard Medical School has a chip, but it's not exactly on his shoulder. The executive last month received a VeriChip from the Delray Beach-based company of the same name. VeriChip Corporation, a subsidiary of Applied Digital Solutions, said John D. Halamaka said he wanted to receive the under-the-skin transponder about the size of a grain of rice to assess it. The VeriChip went under his skin last month. He said insertion was a 15-minute outpatient procedure. There was no residual pain, scar, even a palpable chip, he said in a statement. He went on to since climb several mountains, including Mount Washington, in sub-freezing temperatures without any restrictions. He also reported that the reader accurately read his identification number all of the time. The three applications that I envision for the technology are identifying the non-responsive patient, reducing medical error by using radio frequency identification to positively identify the patient, nurse, and medications during drug administration, and verify the right medications are being given to the right patient, he added. Richard Seelig, Verichip Vice President of Medical Applications, said a key medical decision makers, such as Harvard's medical school faculty, become familiar with Verichip systems. The guidance will improve the patient identification and secure access to healthcare information. So there they're saying they're going to put it in the patients, that once Harvard Medical School facility workers have it, that they'll become familiar with it. That's the quote, and that their guidance will improve patient identification and secure access to healthcare information. Shares in the parent company were down 4 cents, the 4.93 in morning trading. The 52-week high was at 8.55 on December 7th. The 52-week low was 1.94 on May 25th. So we have Mexican Attorney General getting it, making his staff take it. We have the head of the Harvard Medical School getting it. We have special forces being forced to take it. We have reports that fighter pilots are being made to take it. All of this is starting to happen. And it's the elite, it's the establishment, or it's those that they have under their control, like people in the military, that they can force to take it, that are now taking it. And so we're openly talking about, here in 2005, the move by the media and these corporations to do this. Openly happening. Now inside the New World Order. And then I wanted to get into this medical report. Very interesting article here. The day my brain was turned off by a magnet. This is on the London Telegraph. And they're talking about magnetic resonance systems, but now they have these just whole families new devices that don't just scan your brain or your body, but actually change your cellular makeup, the way the cells fire electrochemically. And I was aware that they wanted to use this for thought crimes. In fact, they're already using it in the last 3 years to put you under an MRI and then to claim, why, it shows you're lying, or it shows that you have terrorist leanings. But yesterday morning, Sunday morning, we were in the kitchen eating breakfast, and we had NPR on. It was probably a 20-minute special report with all these top scientists on from around the world saying that basically the entire public, a lot of you probably heard this, are going to be made to go under these. And it was a glowing report about how it's going to treat learning disabilities and find out who's really mentally ill. There's a lot of mentally ill people out there who are successfully hiding their mental illness. It went on and on and on and on, talking about these new special MRIs. MRIs that can change brain chemistry, MRIs that can tell if you're mentally ill, MRIs that do all of this, and how great this is going to be for the psychiatrist and the psychologist who've really never known who needs to be going on drugs. Well, yeah, because it's not really medical. And can now put you under these and have new guidelines and decide if you've got mental problems. Of course, the guidelines will be written by the drug companies and implemented through the American Medical Association and the American Psychological Association and the American Association of Psychiatry, to where basically the largest possible swath of the public, they'll be able to claim we're mentally ill and why the computer says so, the instrument says so, so it must be true. It must be true. So that's an article I also want to go over in detail just a little bit later. This will be the new world we're all going to live in, where we're put under these brain scanners. Already, 5 airports, starting with Boston Logan almost 3 years ago, have put NASA machines in as part of a test process that passively scan your brain from a distance. And if they pick up areas of your brain being more active that are associated with aggression or violence or irritation, That is then a reason to pull you out of line and take you into a room and actually put you under a brain scanner and ask you questions. Again, this is far more advanced than anything in 1984. It's right out of Brave New World. And the government will decide. They will dictate what brainwaves show that you're mentally ill or aggressive, paranoid. Just all part of the new freedom. Another article here, school looking at pupil tagging. From Japan to England to the United States, it's happening. A school in Swasina is considering tagging its pupils because of a shortage of assistants who can supervise lunch breaks. The idea is for children at Lolis Primary to wear the tags all day with a buzzer sounding if they leave. Well, thousands of schools already have that in the U.S. For years, you wear the little ID tag with the chip in it with a barcode, and if you leave, the alarms go off. And there's fences around the schools and police in the schools training you how to be good little prisoners. And a lot of the janitors are really police, and they ask the children questions and try to get them ensnared in the system. And if you're late to class, you get criminal charges for being truant, and then they call you in. They have judges in the little portable buildings and get people into the system. It's all about institutionalization, training you how to be a prisoner. There is schooling going on, training to be a slave. The shortage of assistance is put down to low pay and unfavorable working hours. Sarah Reed, the Deputy Children's Commissioner for Wales, said she was concerned by the plans. I understand that the school needs to worry about the safety of the children, but we are concerned about the effect this is having on human rights of children. Then continuing, as I mentioned earlier, taser to increase stun gun powers, the New York Times and Reuters are reporting. Stun gun maker Taser International Incorporated, responding to a news report that its newest weapon failed to subdue some suspects, said on Friday it is providing software that lets stun guns fire at full power for a longer period. Yes, then we have a flashback to all these articles. Flashback, jarring death rate fuels flap over police tasers. Flashback, taser on children, okay, say police. Flashback, heart expert warns about using tasers. Flashback, police taser 75-year-old woman. Flashback, teen dies after being shot with taser gun by Collier County deputies. Flashback, tasers can kill. Flashback, police accused of firing taser at pregnant bride. Police use taser gun to subdue 6-year-old student. Flashback, man dies after police use taser gun on him. Flashback, cops taser 14-year-old who wouldn't drop Game Boy. Flashback, warning on police use of stun guns after 74 die in the last 2 years. Flashback, flashback, flashback. There's a lot more flashbacks, but we won't go over all of them here because we only have 3 hours. And then there's this article that I want to cover after we take some calls. First off, this was out of the Washington Times. Great analysis on it by the New American Magazine. Should anti-Bush journalists be tried as spies? Then in the article, Mr. Blakely, the former minion of the ultra-neocon, ultra-liberal Newt Gingrich, calls for execution. Execution of Seymour Hersh, Cy Hersh, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, for simply reporting what foreign governments were openly reporting, the plan to invade Iran. That's been in the news for about 6 months, but I guess it really becomes news when Hersh writes about it. I'm not saying he doesn't break stories, but he didn't break this. He didn't break the fact that special forces are already in Iran, that special forces are already in Syria. That's been in mainstream news for a year. They've been in Syria, bombing and killing and strafing. There's Pentagon press releases. Well, it doesn't matter. He criticized it, and so his execution, imagine, openly in the newspaper, let's grab him and let's execute him. Yes, that's American freedom. That's American freedom now. Let's execute him. Bart, Ron, Eric, others, your calls are coming up after this break. Got some big guests today for you as well. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are just some of my great websites. Don't forget Infowars.net. We'll be back after this quick break, so please keep it locked in.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Welcome back, my friends. I just got a call from Mike Hansen, who does some camera work for me, and I'm friends with him and his brother, who's an Austin police officer. And he told me that he was there and actually got video of what's been on the news this weekend here in Austin for the Black Bloc anarchists. They're the violent anarchists, and we've proven that they're federally controlled. Actually, we're beating police in the head with pipes, And speaking of tasers, Mike's brother tasered one of them, started beating me in the head with a pipe. I'm not going to taser you. I'm going to do something else. And then the police department won't release that footage. And they're actually, the city and others are actually acting like the police are bad, which is always a telltale sign of a federal operation. It's not a federal operation. They won't demonize the police. And why they're pulling this, I have no idea. But Mike called me during the break, and he's trying to get through right now. That's why we're having to not let some folks have one of the phone lines so we can get Mike on. But there's just so much more we're going to be covering today. Right now, let's go to Bart. Bart, where are you calling us from today? Hello, Bart. You're on the air, sir.
Calling from Houston, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Well, you know, a real quick note. I think, you know, these anarchists always being back, that's a real easy way to associate with the resistance movement. I think that's probably a PSYOPs operation to...
Well, not probably.
Resistance.
Not probably. In my film, The Takeover, we have police, the local newspaper, and the local newscast, as well as amateur video in Seattle, where the Delta Force was commanding the 50 anarchists from a hotel room, and the police were ordered not to defend themselves while they got footage of the anarchists beating police. Then the anarchists pulled back to a city building where they were paid and fed and everything, and then the police go and attack the peaceful protesters. I've been at marches in Austin where the anarchists tell me, we work for the feds and we're going to kill you, Alex.
It's classic, but that's not why I was calling. I was calling, you know, I called in last week about this indie media conference coming up, and the reason I keep harping on this is I really think it would be important for info warriors such as yourself and any of your listeners to show up to that. And the reason I say that is indie media is a really good, you know, youth movement primarily coalescing around independent media, but the problem is so many of the people involved in it are leftists, and they're caught up in that false left-right paradigm.
You know, no, they are. They can only see the corruption of the phony right wing. But I'll tell you, the indie media sites are huge. They're all over the world now, and anybody can go and start their own indie media site, folks, with your town or city's name if one isn't already set up. Start posting news, put a message board up, go out and shoot your own video, take your own photographs, write your own articles. And, yes, everybody should start their own indie media site. Go ahead.
Well, just again, I think that all the info warriors out there need to go out there and need to try and confront and educate some of these people so that we can really start shattering through that left-right paradigm.
I agree with you. When is the meeting going to be?
The conference is going to be going on the weekend of February the 18th through the 20th in Austin, Texas. I think you can go online to indieconference.org or .com and get more information. A lot like Amy Goodman's going to be there. I'd really love to see some hard questions put to her because she's so
idolized. I think I want to go to that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, now we've got Mike on the line with us. We've just got a few minutes before we break here. And, Mike, it's been all over the news, but you were there. You got footage. The police got footage. But the police aren't releasing their footage. We've just got your footage, and that'll be on the TV show hopefully tomorrow night so folks can later see it. But tell me what happened to your brother.
Okay, well, hold on, Alex. I didn't get a chance to talk to you that much. My brother was there, and he cannot get his side of the story out because he will be fired by the Austin Police Department. So I'm having to go on KI and all these other stations to defend his honor. These black bloc anarchists, same kind of ilk that did the breaking the windows and property damage in Seattle, were at the protest down on the Congress Bridge Thursday afternoon, and what happened was everybody, 99.9% of the people, he said, were very, very polite and very nonviolent, but it was just this small group that were dressed in black masks and black that came up and tried to break through the police line. They hit one of them over the head with a pole or a pipe of some kind, one of my brother's cop friends, and then they tried to push over a motorcycle cop into traffic. And, they even took over 6th Street, which they let them do. They let them do everything up to the point where the safety was an issue.
Well, stay there. We'll talk about it. Again, I've had these black bloc people threaten to kill me.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202. More on Harvard Medical School Dean gets an implantable microchip. Also, the day my brain was turned off by a magnet, the London Telegraph, they're not just going to use MRIs to scan your brain now to see if you're a thought criminal. They're going to use them to change your brain chemistry. Talk about mind control. They already order thousands of parents every year to put their children on drugs. Now it's, we're going to order you to let us put your child under this special magnet that changes the brain makeup. And the Washington Times, should anti-Bush journalists be tried as spies? They're now calling for people that criticize Bush to be executed. Look, I'm going to read the Washington Times article. Now, that's not going to cow me. That's not going to scare me. That proves everything we've been talking about. That shows how effective we are exposing this new world order. Jimmy Walter, the multimillionaire who spent $3-plus million exposing the controlled demolition of Building 7 and what happened on 9/11 with TV and radio ads and print ads and Newsweek and everything else, he's about to be joining us here in a few minutes. He's now helping the firefighters. You know, they got $96 million funded to them, the firefighters and police and emergency workers. And they admit the building was built out of asbestos. That's mainstream news. They admit it was pulverized to dust. They admit that people died. Thousands are sick. Even New Scientist has done, speaking of MRIs, scans of the lungs and found all this asbestos and other stuff. And Bush told Christina Todd Whitman 2 years ago, hey, no funding. Nothing. No. You do not fund them. So that's coming up. He's helping them sue. And this is great news. So Jimmy's coming up here in a few minutes. But right now, Mike Hansen, who helps run my TV show and also does some camera work for me, good friend of many years, snuck into Bohemian Grove with me back in 2000, riding a shotgun with me on that. Mike's brother, I've been out to eat with, known for about 10 years, good friend of mine, is a good cop. I mean, he sees me and waves at me, and I pull over and say hi, and, you know, he doesn't like the police state, and he's really a good, nice guy, and knows about the New World Order. Don't want to get him in too much trouble here, but the point is, he was downtown when these anarchists, this black bloc, and back in 1999, they had the Fortune 500 rally. About 1,000 demonstrators. We even have video of this. In fact, Mike, you got to dig that back up. We got to put that on TV so folks can see that again and put that on the website, but on PresidentPlanet.tv. But I'm down there, and these two huge cops are in black ski mask outfits starting fights. And I go, they're cops, they're cops, they're provocateuring. And then all of a sudden, all these cops run across the street and go, back off, Jones. Then they insert two more provocateur cops, and then the black bloc walks over to me and goes, Jones, get out of here. And I said, no, and these are the anarchists. And he goes, I'm going to kill you if you don't. And I said, oh, you work for those guys up on the roofs with the cameras. And I pointed up to FBI taking pictures of people. And I said, you know, how dare you? And we've got all this on tape. Just amazing stuff. And so in Seattle, they hired these people. That's been documented. Out of 60,000 peaceful protesters, you had 50 hired thugs housed in a government building, paid, fed. They were allowed to beat police, throw bottles at them, hit them in the heads, burn trash cans, knock out windows. And the cops were told, do not arrest them. The media got footage of them. They then retreat, and the police attack the peaceful protesters. And if local cops try to stop them, they get in trouble too. Now, Mike, in a nutshell, this weekend, tell folks what happened and what happened to your brother.
You won't believe this story because it's I could not believe it myself.
Yes, I will. But
okay, first of all, we need to tell people that I will stand against any bad cops any day long, but I'm going to support good, well-trained peace officers like my brother, Officer William Hansen. And he is not allowed to talk about this because they will fire him. I think it's wrong that he cannot defend his honor. What happened was, he was assigned on duty when they were having the protest about Bush being elected again down on Congress Avenue Bridge. But there was also this black hooded group broke off, he said, and took over 6th Street for 30 minutes, and they did not do anything to interfere with them because the police did not want to have any trouble with them because they did have trouble back in 2003.
That's because the higher level people knew what was going on. But go ahead.
Okay, then when they got down to the bridge, they let them have a whole lane and the sidewalk, he said, and everything was fine. All the people were saying thanks for, you know, blocking the intersection, we won't get hurt, and da-da-da, and everything was going fine. This small little group of black masks, all wearing all black, individuals.
By the way, they're the same people that ran around New York burning things in the middle of the street. Then they'd pull back. I have video. The cops just leave them alone and go arrest peaceful people.
One of the women that was in that group hit one of the officers over the head with some kind of pipe or pole or something. And at that point, another one with a skateboard came out of the crowd to try to, after they were trying to arrest her for doing that, for a felony assault on a police officer, tried to get a hold of her and pull her back into the crowd. And then another one came out of the, from the group, came over and tried to pull, tackled him and tried to pull him back into the crowd. And my brother's bicycle was knocked over. He's a bicycle cop now. And, he tried to.
Your brother's a bicycle cop now?
Yes, he is. He lost a lot of weight doing it. And by the way, the reason why he is a bicycle cop on 6th Street now is because he used to work for many, many years out in Southwest Austin, which is a beautiful part of town, out where you live, Alex, is because he tried to report a bad cop to two or three times.
No, I remember that, yeah.
And they got tired of him, so they transferred him to the worst job it is. It is downtown on 6th Street. So
Well, you know what, Mike? I've got Jimmy Walter here. Will you do me a favor? Will you call back in? Hold on a second.
Okay.
I want to talk about this. Will you call back in and finish the story?
Okay, but let me just say this real quick, Alex, and then I'll call back in.
Well, hold on.
Then they turn around and edit the edit the tape where the lady hits the guy, the police officer. They edit that out, and they just start from the point where the police defend themselves.
Who edits the tape?
The indie media. And that's what they gave to all the, and then they said my brother was tasing the guy on the ground when that's not true. They edited that part out and put the tasering sound on top of it. So, I mean, it's just outrageous what they try to do to my brother, and I'm not going to put up with them trying to call my brother and make him out to be a monster and a racist. I'm just not going to put up with it.
Well, I mean, the indie media is like any other media. It's a diverse crowd, just like the police. It's good ones, there's bad ones, there's ugly ones. But I want to hear the rest of the story. Call me in the middle of the next hour, bottom of the next hour, Mike. Call in or we'll call you, okay?
Okay, what time is that?
Well, an hour from now, the bottom of the next hour.
Okay.
So 50 minutes from now.
All right, God bless.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Now, I know Mike's brother real good. Been to a lot of barbecues with him and good friends with him, and he is a good cop. And done a lot of really good stuff. Been on the force, I don't know, a long time, 15, 16, 17 years. And this is just horrible. All right, joining us, again, standing up for good cops and good firemen, is Jimmy Walter, spending his own money. And, boy, they better watch out now, because he's already spent three-plus mil exposing 9/11 and giving my video away, giving other videos away, selling some to try to recoup some of it. But now he's just spending his own money to help get treatment to the firemen and police officers. Jimmy Walter, good to have you on with us. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. And I'm really, you know, that friend of yours, that cop, he's really getting the shaft there. Please do something about that if you can.
Well, I'm sure there's more to it. I mean, I know for a fact these black bloc people work for the feds.
Yeah.
And they're called provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
Agent provocateurs. Jimmy, just in a kind of a thumbnail sketch, tell us about yourself for those that don't know who you are, your website, and your movement, and then let's get into what you're doing, exposing what's happening with the WTC cough.
Yes, sir. Well, I got into the anti-war thing almost from the beginning because I started researching after 9/11 what was going on and found out in the international press that Saddam Hussein, in fact, fought al-Qaeda tooth and nail and had no weapons of mass destruction, no poison factories. Yet the mainstream media was lying about it. And it was just absurd. So I started running full-page ads back then. And after mission accomplished, I ran into Eric Hufschmidt at one of the anti-war rallies and got his book and video, but never gave him the time of day. I thought, hey, the impact, the fires, that's what brought down the towers. No way they were brought down with explosives. I had him for about 6 months until a friend of mine cajoled me into watching them, and then I knew from looking at them in slow motion that those buildings were blown up with explosives. There's no doubt about
it. Well, since then, Larry Silverstein says they blew up seven.
I know, on tape, but the Federal Emergency Management Agency must have missed that movie because they don't know how it happened. So you have all these conflicting stories. But all that notwithstanding, when those buildings were exploded, everything in them, the computers, the chairs, the desks, the concrete, the ceiling tile, those smoke detectors with a Mercurium 241, the computers with over 400,000 pounds of lead, the asbestos in the ceiling tile and other parts of it, and the protecting the metal beams from fire was over 200,000 pounds. Enough mercury from all of fluorescent light bulbs to contaminate 2,500 city blocks, the highest levels of vanadium ever recorded on the surface of the earth, including volcanoes and the burning Iraqi oil wells. And yet, the White House Council on Environmental Quality censored the EPA from warning the people of New York about this on September 13th, 2 days afterwards.
Now, let's go over this. Their own report then that came out later said it is this horrible toxic waste dump, asbestos, mercury, all of it. And Bush said issue, and this has come out, mainstream news, issue a false report, tell them it's fine.
Where did you see this?
Oh, that came out about 2 years ago when he ordered them to censor the report. I'm sure you heard about that.
Well, I know that it was censored. I don't. If you could get me a copy of that order, I'd sure like to have it.
Yeah, I'm actually finishing up a new film right now. I'm even putting those articles in the film, yeah.
All right, good. Which reminds me that I also have to tell you, we are giving away a free DVD of the event we put on last year at September 11th in New York City. It has a clip from your Road to Tyranny in it about the 1993 FBI bombing of the World Trade Center. And we have David Ray Griffin, David Von Kleist. We've got Tartley, Swicker, a whole bunch of really good people. It's edited by Ed Bagley Jr., and it's absolutely free. If you go to reopen911.org, near the bottom of the home page, you'll see the link to the form to fill out to get your free DVD, which we're going to be going to start printing, I think, about the 1st of February. We've got it in the final thing, shipping it to the DVD manufacturer today. And pass it on to your friends. Absolutely free. It's over 4 hours long on 911. Absolutely free.
Well, that's exciting. We'll give out that info again in a second. But getting back into the firefighters, I mean, it's admitted that these buildings were coated in asbestos and that there were all these lawsuits going on. There was going to have to be all these funds.
They weren't allowed to use the respirators in order not to scare the public. That's in the report, too.
That's right. Go over that. Oh, don't wear respirators because you don't want to scare people.
Right. And the firefighters now, they've lost all their hairs. Gordon Skinner's coming out with a movie. He's got some of them in it. They've lost their hair. They can't work. Half of the guys down there can't work anymore. Half of the cleanup crew have serious respiratory problems. Children in the schools around there have serious respiratory problems, and all because of these lies. And if anybody dies, and somebody's going to die from it, at least a shorter life, that's second-degree murder. And if they don't die, it's aggravated assault in the first degree.
Well, I want to stop right there, because when I was at Ground Zero a few months ago, I would talk about this, and firefighters would be nodding their heads and come up and shake my hand. But I found that most of the police, I've got them on video while I'm talking, I'm sitting there talking to them, all lined up with their machine guns in front of Ground Zero, you know, in their Darth Vader outfits. They were laughing at me. And I don't know how it's funny how they laugh at me when they admit that this asbestos did this, when it's been all over the news, when New Scientist magazine did the chest scans with an MRI and found all these problems. I mean, I wonder why they're laughing.
Well, they're laughing because they know that even though you know, you can't do a damn thing about it because they got the guns.
Yeah, but it's killing them. So it's funny that I'm trying to save them or that you're trying to help them?
You know, you can't understand, A, the people down there were selected to be down there, and two, so you can't judge all cops by them. I was in New York protesting when you were there as well. Some cops give you a hard time. Some cops treat you right. You just got to be careful.
Oh, no. I mean, exactly. I'm talking about the special, you know, SWAT team cops.
Right. But those guys are, you know, Bush now has a Praetorian Guard of 13,000 troops and people.
Did you know there were 66,000 police and military on hand at the coronation last week?
It was pitiful. $40 million on that. When it's just ridiculous.
And I've got a clip where they're going, "Our great leader, look at him. Praise him. America know you love America."
Did you read his inaugural speech?
Yeah, he said liberty 16 times, and he said freedom 20-something times.
But he said, "And then there will come, and then there came a day of fire." He's speaking out of the Bible. He is getting ready for Armageddon. This guy is stark raving mad.
I know.
Read the last line. I sent out an email. I dissected everything he said there.
Well, what he's doing
is be very afraid.
He's trying to invoke and manipulate good Christians, but it's very cynical. The guy's a Luciferian, but Jimmy, let me add this to what you're saying, because it's all important. He talks about, and the evil will come across our borders, and all this cryptic language, and then Mr. Stewart from The Daily Show said, what, have we elected the dungeon keeper?
The gatekeeper, I think.
No, certainly he's getting ready for World War III. He does have a messianic complex, like Hitler did.
Yeah. And did you see how cocky he was? If you read that speech, he doesn't think anybody could stop him. But that's the whole point about this health issue. There are no Arabs. There are no Muslims. There are no hijackers involved in this health issue. There are only United States, New York, and New York City, and government officials involved with a clear, documented, papered trail.
And it's admitted. They knew.
Wants to testify.
Huh? They knew. They covered it up. You know, it's like getting Al Capone on tax evasion.
Exactly.
You can't get him for the murder and the racketeering. You get him on something small. But it isn't small. We're talking about children and citizens and police.
It's aggregate first degree battery is a second degree felony, and they'll start ratting to get out of the jail. That's what it'll do. The whole thing will come unraveled.
Incredible. Stay there, Jimmy. I want to talk about it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live with Jimmy Walter. We're about to go back to him in just a second. I want to keep him with us a little bit into the next hour. We're going to go to Mark and Ron and Jason and Eric and everybody else that's patiently holding us well. And there's so much other news coming up that, believe me, you do not want to miss, like the neocons calling for executing anyone that criticizes the government. And this isn't Michael Wiener Savage. It isn't Ann Psychopath Coulter, ultra liberals that they are, ultra communists that they are, literally by their own definitions. I don't believe in all those definitions, but that's what they're closer to on their false spectrum. Now it's the Washington Times with articles. Let's just start executing people. Cy Hirsch, the most award-winning reporter still alive today. I mean, just he's a legend. Let's execute him. They're serious, folks. If you want to find out why the globalists are so afraid of us because we're exposing them, if you want to find out about the New World Order, get my preeminent film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Buy one copy of this 9/11 film. Each additional copy is $5.95. Buy one copy at the regular price, almost 3 hours. Each additional copy, $5.95. American Dictators, my newest film, documenting the staged election of 2004, 1995. Each additional copy, $5.95. Get four or five copies, or get one copy and make copies, whatever. Or call toll-free to get any of my films, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Bunch of different specials going right now. Just call, ask the operators about the different specials. No obligation to buy. They'll answer your questions. 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping carts. Read about all the different specials. Watch free video clips of the films and order them right there if you'd like to. And then don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all of my documentary films there online. You can watch a bunch of other films we've posted there, books, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Back to Jimmy Walter. Jimmy, yeah, let's go over this for people. Now, we have the government on paper, admittedly, telling the firefighters, don't wear your respiration mask, it'll scare people, cover this up. Then the EPA reports covering this up. I mean, we're talking about those buildings were pulverized. Everybody saw those plumes of white debris covering, you know, much of downtown, well, lower Manhattan. Break it down for us.
The worst thing even than that, Alex, I got to inject, is they're about to bring down the Deutsche Bank building down there, and it is full of this stuff still in there. And it's going to create a new poisonous cloud. And the EPA, which is now, members in it now, are refusing to acknowledge that there's a problem at all, saying it's a standard demolition. But this stuff that's in there is the same stuff that poisoned everybody else. And it has high levels of radioactive americium 241. Hundreds of thousands of pounds of concentrations above normal in lead, mercury, et cetera, and it's so bad. Just people who live in the area are still coming down with this thing called the WTC cough. It's a new medical diagnosis. Yet the EPA and the New York Health and New York City Health still maintain there's no problem.
Have you seen the New Scientist article where they scan the lungs?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they conclusively prove their lungs are full of this stuff.
I'd like to send me that article, too, would you?
Sure. I'll need to get your email. Well, it's obviously on the website.
Well, I'll book it together. But this stuff, this is the silver bullet. They can't dodge it. There are no hijackers, no Muslims, no Arabs involved here.
Now, you know Al-Qaeda put the asbestos in all those buildings.
Yeah.
You know it's their fault. And if you're for the firefighters or with Al-Qaeda...